What does work-life balance even mean? Healthy work-life balance refers to maintaining a harmonious relationship between your work and personal life and involves consciously managing your time and energy to meet both personal and professional commitments while prioritizing self-care and well-being. It's seeing work and personal life equally as valuable. They go hand in hand. They need to both coexist in order to keep the wheels spinning so that we can live a happy, healthy, and fulfilled life. I know this from personal experience. Last time I was living out of balance was in 2019. I was driving Uber full-time and neglecting life experiences, dating, self-care, etc. I put all of my value and worth into the success of my business, downloads on my podcasts, numbers of followers on social media, the dollars I was making each ride getting people around Boston and Los Angeles. I don't regret it because at the time I had so much to do and prove that I felt like I had no other option but to work. Now, during this chapter of my life, I was a delusional optimist, trusting that I would find a way to manifest all of my wildest dreams. But even then, I was still met with constant overwhelm, anxiety, stress, guilt, burnout, isolation, etc., since I wasn't carving out the time for balance. There was this one moment I'll never forget. It was a Tuesday evening. I'm sitting on the side of the road in Santa Monica waiting for my next ride, and I just started to break down crying. I had hit a wall from overworking myself and was starting to feel it. It still took a few years of having to learn the hard way before I could dig myself out of this rut of always prioritizing work before everything else. Now, fast forward to today, 5 years later, all areas of my life are in alignment. And that has given me so much inner peace because I know not a single area of my life is being neglected. This has only been possible because I got very clear on what matters the most in my life. I dedicate time to those things. I become unapologetic with setting boundaries to protect my time. And I started to live with intention every moment of every day. I mastered work-life balance without sacrificing business results or feeling guilty for traveling for a week for leisure time. If you're looking to create a life that incorporates balance, personal self-care, business growth, life experiences, community building, and relationships, you're going to need to go through four phases. I've tested these four phases myself, and I've used this exact same process with all of my one-on-one coaching clients over the last 2 years, and it has proven to work time and time again. Now, I want to give you the phases in the hopes it will help you unlock a life that is designed with intention so that you too can make sure all areas of your life are getting the proper attention and energy they need each day, week, and month. So phase one, personal audit. Take a moment to really ask yourself, what area or areas of my life need to be addressed? This is an opportunity to slow down from the busy lives we all live and do an inventory check on both your personal and professional life. Am I neglecting my daily well-being habits? Am I overworking myself each week? Am I committing my time to things that do not excite me? Am I carving out enough time for people that I value, care for, and love? Am I spending too much time distracted on my phone when I could be building the life I want for myself? These questions aren't supposed to be easy, and the answers may bring some ugly truths to light, but that is the only way we can begin to know what needs to change. Auditing ourselves is an opportunity to identify the areas where there's room for growth. It's in our best interest to not keep talking the truths under the rug, but instead lean into it. A recent audit I went through was recognizing I still have a lot of room for growth when it comes to finding and building a community here in Austin, Texas, given I just moved here 7 months ago. I'm now very aware, and this will set me up for success with the next phases because I've identified the area that needs to be addressed. Phase two, map out the dream life. Now that we've identified the areas of our life that need to be addressed, we must ask ourselves, what does the dream life version of this look like for me? Don't sell yourself short either. Dream big. Is it your well-being habits? How often would you carve out time for this? If you feel you are overworking yourself, how many hours or days of the week would you ideally work? If you aren't making enough time for people you care about, how much time per week would you ideally carve out for them? Are you picking up what I'm putting down? This phase is supposed to be fun. It's like closing your eyes, visualizing the best case scenario, and taking note of what that looks and feels like, because right there is the dream life. Now we can make that become your reality. For me, I envision having a community in Austin where there are regular gatherings to celebrate important life moments and experiences, a community of like-minded individuals that are actively trying to create a better life for themselves, a community full of love, kindness, and positive energy. That's what I'm shooting for. That's what the dream life version of my community here in Austin would look and feel like. Phase three, create your custom calendar. We've identified the areas for improvement, the past. We've identified what the end result looks like, the future. Now we must reverse engineer the steps to get us to where we want to be, which will bring us to the present moment. This phase is all about aligning how you're spending your time to match your goals and priorities. When you schedule in important areas of your life in advance, accountability and discipline fall right behind. If it's your well-being habits, what time of day and days of week can you commit to completing them? If you're overworking yourself, what times of the day and days of the week can you commit as your set working hours and days? If you aren't making enough time for people you care about, what times of the day or days of the week can you dedicate to time with them? We all have 24 hours in the day. How we choose to spend them is on us. See this as a peaceful exercise, because every time you schedule in a certain aspect of your life, you're making sure to prioritize it. This is you becoming the designer of your life. Schedule in every important habit, routine, task, person, etc., so that you no longer have to worry about when to do what. You'll have a custom schedule telling you when to prioritize what, which will help you feel so much more peace in your day. With my priority to build more community here in Austin, I'm planning to commit to at least 3 social activities per week. One is every Tuesday morning for the men's run club I'm a part of. The other 2 will ideally be on the weekend, or maybe just 1 during the week. I'm actively building it into my calendar so it becomes a priority. Going into this weekend, I have social plans both Saturday and Sunday, so we are making progress. Phase 4, build your personal playbook. Your playbook is your boundaries to live by. It will help create guardrails to keep you on track and stop you from getting distracted. If it's your well-being habits, it's applying the 2-day rule, where you allow yourself to skip any day, but you never allow yourself to skip more than 2 days in a row, thus helping you stay consistent. If it's overworking yourself, it's having a hard stop working time of 5 p.m. daily, which creates healthy internal pressure for you to get things done timely while also having plenty of time in the evenings to prioritize important personal aspects of your life. If it's carving out time for important people in your life, it's committing to at least 2 social gatherings per week to make sure you don't neglect these areas of your life. Now, those are just examples. It doesn't have to be the 5 p.m. stop time, or it doesn't have to be 2 social gatherings. It's all up to you to decide. When it comes to the playbook, these rules are custom to your needs, goals, and desires. It's not a one-size-fits-all. Every person has a different playbook that they live by, and this will need to be updated and changed depending on the season of life you're in. If you take the time to go through these phases, you are going to come out the other side living a life with intention every moment of every day, with no time being wasted. With building community here in Austin a priority, one of my boundaries is being willing to set up plans during my working hours if needed. So previously I would avoid this at all costs, but wanting to be flexible with others, I'm willing to make an exception if it means I'll be able to connect with more people. That could be coffee or lunch during the week, when previously I would try to avoid this at all costs. Now, some of you may be thinking, where do I even start with these 4 phases? How do I know what questions to ask myself when auditing? How do I get clear on what my dream life looks and feels like? How do I create a custom schedule? How do I create my personal playbook of boundaries? The good news is I have done all of the hard work in advance for you. Over the last 3 months, I've taken the time to create the Life Designer Club, my new course and private community, for those looking to create and live a life where both of their personal and professional priorities are in alignment. Inside the course, I take you through these 4 phases and provide all the questions that you need to ask yourself at the end of each video. In total, there's 42 videos. There's 130 mini exercises. Don't get overwhelmed. It's just 130 separate questions, but they're all spread throughout. So you're not going to get, you know, burnt out doing them. And there are 22 bonus documents. On top of that, there's a private WhatsApp group of fellow life designers that you can connect with who are also inside the course. There will also be a weekly live Q&A with me to answer any questions that may come up in the course. Both the community and the Q&A is there to serve as your accountability and support system. By the end of it, you will have more clarity, better manage your time, reduce daily stress while increasing your well-being, and understand how to effectively set and communicate boundaries across the board. I don't take this investment into the club lightly either, and my number one goal is to see you succeed. So with that in mind, I do have a risk-free policy in place. If after completing all the videos, all the exercises, attending the Q&A, and actively engaging the community, you don't feel you've gained any value from it, I will return your money back to you. That's how confident I feel with this club. The course and community goes live May 1st, but between now and May 8th, I am offering 25% off the entire club in celebration of the launch. Use the code DESIGNER, DESIGNER, at checkout to receive the discount. You can head to bobbyhobert.com to join the club. I can't wait to see all of you in there. And let's just get us all together back on track of living a life by design. And I hope to take you through that process inside the club. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see y'all next week.